We're extremely excited. I want to thank Michael for all his involvement in the last 48 hours in helping this deal get done. Obviously, Steve Keim and Jason Light did an unbelievable job in working this out quickly. And we're extremely excited about our new starting quarterback, Carson Palmer.
Thank you, Coach. Thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you to Coach Arians for this opportunity and to Michael Bidwell and Steve Keim for the swiftness that all of this happened. I can tell that this organization is serious about winning now, along with the swiftness of the five guys that this team added in the first day, the first 24 hours of free agency. This team is, and this organization is for real about winning, and I'm excited to be a part of that. You think about what happened with Coach Arians last year, and sitting back from a distance and watching what happened there unfold, where you saw a coach grasp hold of a city and ignite a city, lead a team, hold an entire coaching staff together amidst a lot of uncertainty, and march that team in the playoffs was exciting to watch. It was one of the best stories in sports that you saw all year. And now, with this opportunity to come here with Coach Arians and be a part of this, is very special.
I think we addressed the position as well as we could in the offseason. We got two very capable quarterbacks and a third in Brian Hoyer and a young guy in Ryan Lindley. I think our quarterback room right now is as strong as anybody's in the National Football League. And that's what we set out to do as an organization, to strengthen that position, because we knew what we had around it. And to add Carson to this football team, I think was a huge step. And again, Steve and Michael did an unbelievable job getting this done so fast.
It's about winning. I've only got a couple shots left. I've been in this league for a long time, and it's nothing personal. It's not statistical. It's about trying to win a championship.
I don't think there's been anyone better than Carson in the last few years. 8 or 9 however has been throwing the ball down the football field, and it's been his forte forever, and we're going to put a running game with it that will help him. And obviously we've got a fast young receiving core that's excellent, and I'll echo about that offensive line. It's not a problem, and it won't be a problem. Having walked into that room today, that's as good a looking football team as I've seen in my 20 years of coaching, stepping in the first day. They're not a bad body in the room. It's a great-looking bunch of athletes, and we will never use talent as an excuse.
You saying you got a good buddy?
Yeah, buddy. Yes, indeed. 60 and sexy, baby.
As quickly as this happened and as professionally as this happened, and the same thing in the first 24 hours of free agency, adding the pieces that this organization added, I mean, I can tell this place wants to win drastically. And to be a part of this and then to come in here and meet, you know, Coach and Michael and Steve and these guys and hear their passion and, you know, hear what they want. And it's not a rebuilding process. It's not, you know, we think we're going to be pretty good in a couple of years. They want to win now. And at the point I'm in my career, I want to win now, too. I don't have years to build and get better. I've got to be ready to play week one, and we're going to get ready to play. We're going to get prepared. We're going to work all the kinks out. We're going to improve. And we talked about yesterday, improving every day. And you don't always talk about winning. As Tom Moore said, you talk about improving and getting better and getting better. So this opportunity is perfect for where I'm at and the stage I'm at in my career.